Judge Valerie Caproni sided with the wishes of federal prosecutors, who sought 5 or more years in prison for Prococo, following his conviction on 3 counts of bribery for participating in 2 illegal schemes to enrich himself while offering illegal services to a power plant company and a Syracuse development firm. The judge says she hopes the sentence sends a warning message to Albany that these types of crimes will not be tolerated. Prococo was convicted of receiving over $320,000 in illegal payments, including a $90,000 per year job for his wife that was paid for by the power company it was seeking help in starting up a plant in the Hudson Valley. Prosecutors documented in the trial that Lisa Prococo did very little work for the money. Prococo also got $35,000 in cash in exchange for helping a Syracuse area development company obtain back payments and special favors for building a number of economic development projects, including a film hub in central New York that stood empty for years. Prococo, in a letter to the judge before he was sentenced and in brief remarks in court, said that he has tremendous remorse for what he did. Prococo also wrote that his poor choices were his alone and did not involve anyone else, including his former boss and former close family friend, Governor Andrew Cuomo. The governor's father, the late former Governor Mario Cuomo, once referred to Prococo as his third son, and Andrew Cuomo has said that Prococo was like a brother to him. John Caney is with the government reform group Reinvent Albany, and he's been closely watching the trial. He says the conviction and sentencing of Prococo is really too little too late, and he says there's no joy in the news of Prococo's punishment.
I think we look at it more akin to a disease and Albany being a town that has dirty water and no health department. And by the time the federal government gets involved in the federal prosecutors, it's kind of like the hazmat guys coming in where you have, you know, a terrible epidemic and it means that you've already had a failure.
Caney's group and other organizations have advocated for years for ethics law changes with no success. Caney says he hopes that 6 new reform-minded Democratic state senators elected in the September primary might re-energize efforts for change when the legislature next meets in January.
And it's an election year. And the hope is that pressure from the voter will compel changes.
Prococo is the first of several former Cuomo associates to be sentenced for crimes, including bid rigging. The former head of the governor's upstate economic development programs and former SUNY Polytechnic president Elaine Calieros will be sentenced later this year, along with the Syracuse developers and Buffalo developer Louis Simonelli. Prococo will begin serving his sentence on December 28th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.